reached it, the shark had half demolished the cockpit and wrecked the engine. In the Galapagos, he stopped to clean Pagan's hull of weed and barnacles and set off from Floriana for his next destination, the Marquesas, 3,000 miles away. Although he saw Nuku Hiva, the main island and port of clearance for the Marquesas, Caldwell was anxious to push on and try to beat the hurricane season. And so, even after 29 days, he did not stop. Instead, he called in briefly at the Caroline Islands for coconuts to eke out his dwindling supplies. Here he gave away his 2 cats to some admiring children. 6 days out of the Carolines, the weather started to deteriorate. Caldwell feared the worst as squalls started building, the sky got darker, and rain drenched the little boat. A full-blown hurricane was about to take over his life. Caldwell stowed his anchor below, put his inflatable dinghy on a painter astern, and lashed everything down, including himself, to his bunk. There he lay, worrying whether Pagan's 26-year-old timbers would hold together. For 3 days he lay like this, as the storm raged about him, ripping out the mast, filling